Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, it is great to be with you today. This is Carrie Oberbrunner and my mystery guest, Linda Alka. Welcome, Linda. How are you?
Oh, doing great.
Fantastic.
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, listen, this is so exciting. We were just chatting before we started today that we met almost 7 years ago. We'll tell that story. I was in my day job. You were in your day job. And today, you have a published book, you have a six-figure coaching business, you're changing lives all around the world. So we're going to share with people how you did this. I would like everybody to jump in and if you're watching, tell us where you're from. Go ahead, post in the comments below. We want to get a big little party going on here today. I know it's in the middle of the day, which is great. Some people may catch it on a replay. But we're going to share practical, tactical things, Linda, because I remember many fearful conversations as you were thinking about going pro. You remember way back then?
Oh, absolutely. And you had to talk me off the cliff a few times.
but you did it. You did it. You're here. So we got some viewers. We got some great people. We have Karen from Maine, which is great. If you guys would love to share this, that would be cool, too. And here's why. We just finished a series called The Seven Essentials for Starting Your Own Coaching Business. It's a fantastic little series where I go over seven specific points that Linda, you followed, Louise the other day followed, and today you both are doing what you love. We have Faye from Tennessee. We have Ruth from Kansas. And after you do share it, why don't you type in the word share? And Erica, who's managing comments today, she's going to put the link right in there. And you'll have that free masterclass as well. So, Linda, let's start all the way back at the beginning. Not really, but back in 2011, you were on a personal growth journey. I was on a personal growth journey. God kind of had us meet at this event that we weren't even, you know, I didn't know you, you didn't know me. We sit on this bus and you tell the story because, hey, you have a better memory than me. Talk about it. What happened?
Well, it was a life-changing weekend for me. I went for my own personal growth, but I was also prepared to hire a coach because I knew that if I wanted to be a coach, I needed a coach.
Okay.
And they had promoted in advance a coaching program. And so I was prepared with my credit card in hand to buy their coaching program. And then they unveiled it. And I said, this is not the coaching program that I want. It was a lot of group coaching calls and so forth. And I just thought, you know what? I need right now for my own growth, a coach that can call out my blind spots and also help me leverage my own potential. And so the night they unveiled the coaching program, they also talked about writing books and writing a book and the passive influence that can be. And so I went back to my hotel room and I wrote down the goal to write a book. Mm. Well, the next day I called my husband and I said, I don't know what I'm going to do for a coach because this is not the coaching program that I want. And I was walking on the way into a reception and you walked up beside me and asked me the life changing question. Have you ever thought about writing a book?
Which is weird because I don't just go up to people randomly and be like, have you thought about writing a book? So I'm going to give God 100% credit. And by the way, people are sharing. Welcome, Bethany from Alabama. Susan from Vancouver, super cool. Faye from Tennessee, Ruth. We got a bunch of people watching. Thank you guys so much. I really think that Linda's story, you know, we're going to just take a quick time out. I think it's going to encourage a lot of people because Linda's already sharing that the plan they unveiled didn't resonate with her gut. And I love what you said, Linda. You went back to your hotel room, you got in a quiet spot, and you clarified what you wanted. You know, and there's this statement that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You didn't know this, Linda, but I was probably back in my hotel room praying, God, give me a client, because I, you know, we'll share that story after, because I didn't have any coaching clients at all. So we'll talk about that story in a moment, but we want to give everybody a gift. A lot of you have already shared. Thank you so much. We got that gift for you, carrieoberbrunner.com/coaching. It's going to be a masterclass about seven essentials that you get, that you need as you build your own coaching business. So I love it. We're in line. I ask you the question, have you ever thought about writing a book? And then what happened, Linda?
I talked about having just written that goal down, and we got talking. I sensed that, and you tell me now how you didn't really know what you were doing. You were creating things as you went, but I saw in you somebody that I knew that I could trust, first of all, because I had a passion to work with ministry clients. I grew up as a pastor's kid. I knew that that was something that I was passionate about. So you told me that your day job was a ministry context. Yeah. And so I knew right away that I could trust you. I also felt a connection. We talked a little bit, and then you said, let's ride home on the bus next to each other so we can talk more. So we went to this reception. We did our networking, and we found each other at the end of the evening. And then I remember going into the lobby of the hotel, and you showed me the trailer for Your Secret Name. You had just developed the trailer, and that was all you had. That was your first program, and you were, you can tell the other side of the story, but at the end of that conversation, I called my husband. I went back to my hotel room, and I said, I think I found my coach.
Wow.
And then you said later that you were creating the coaching program in your hotel room that you
exactly
sold me into the next morning. So you can tell your side.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think this is so healthy, this conversation right now, because so many times we overcomplicate it and we say, you know, for Linda, you could have gone against your gut. You could have said, well, you know, I'm here at this event and they offer the coaching program and it probably doesn't fit me, but I'm just going to do it, you know. And then there's me, which, yeah, I went to that event. I was probably dressed like this, you know. Now I dress much nicer when I'm with professional people and they hire me for coaching, consulting. But I probably was wearing just, you know, something, whatever. And I basically said, okay, God, I know I'm not in the right day job. I've tapped out a few years ago. It's not challenging me anymore. I'm going to come to this event and I'm going to kind of put out my fleece. You know what I'm talking about, Linda, where you kind of say, okay, God, I'm going to put this out. And my thing was, I am going to go and I am not going to ask anyone for anything. I'm not going to try to get, and I didn't know the words, but I said, I'm going to show up filled up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show up filled up every situation I get in, and I'm just going to give away all that I know. And maybe you caught that, but after meeting with you that night, I went back to my hotel room and said, okay, Linda might ask me for a coaching program, so I better know that I have one. So, no joke, I grabbed a journal and I wrote out, and here's the secret, folks. You want some good tips? I wrote out what I call one sheet. I didn't know that, what it was called. By the way, we're sharing your website. So lindaoutkid.com, she's fantastic. You're going to find out about her book. You're going to find out about her speaking, her coaching. I'm so proud of you. You're a six-figure coach now. You're doing great. Freedom, finances, and fulfillment. But I wrote down who, what, when, where, why, and how. So who is this program for? What are we solving? What problem are we solving? When does it start? The why is really big. Why should she join or he? Where is it going to happen? I didn't even know technology, but I said, we'll figure it out. And then how? And how is basically like, where do you pay or whatever? You and Jill Scott. Remember Jill Scott?
I do. I know Jill.
You both And I'm getting all fuzzy and blurry, but if can you still hear me?
I can hear you. Yep.
Okay. I don't know why I'm all fuzzy, but you look clear. That's the main thing. I'm the bald dude. You look clear. So that's good. But you and Jill signed up, and literally I started my coaching business the day I got home. One in the UK, one in South Dakota. Let's talk about you now, Linda. What did we focus on right away when we started your coaching topic? What did I start helping you with?
You took me right into your Deeper Path program, which was a work in progress. But I was so hungry. I remember part of the Deeper Path process early on is you sent me 81 soul on fire questions.
Yep.
And I literally printed that off and I carried it around with me. I remember sitting outside the dressing room at Kohl's while my son was trying on clothes, and I was writing these answers down because I wanted to know. I wanted to know my purpose. And so you took me through those 10 sessions, personalized it, gave me some videos to watch. And at the end of those, I think we met weekly because I was just on the fast track. I wanted to know what was my purpose. Yep. And by the end of that 10 weeks, I developed my opus.
Right.
Right. And in fact, my opus is in that book because yep. I was all you had. Right. I was.
Yeah, you were the first client. I had to put you in there.
I think, by default, I got published.
Right. I got it there. I don't know if you can see, but it says Linda's opus. You see that?
Yes. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. And that was so life-changing for me. And with that, you helped me get a logo created, a business name created. You helped me launch my business.
And what is your business called?
Breakthrough Solutions, and I've since incorporated. So Breakthrough Solutions Incorporated. And it was just an amazing clarity that came to me. And I remember getting to the point where it was time for me to leave my day job. And I just remember talking to you about, I need a safety net. I need something as a backup plan. I mean, I was afraid. I was standing on the edge of the cliff. And I remember you saying to me, no, God is your safety net. If this is something God wants you to do, he's got this. And so with fear and trepidation, I turned in my resignation. And here's what's interesting is I gave my resignation letter with a proposal attached to it that I wanted to stay on as a consultant. And I gave it to the senior vice president of the corporation that I was working at the time, 1,300 employees. Mm-hmm. And he could tell I was nervous, but I told him exactly what I wanted. I said, I'm resigning, but I would be honored to stay on in the capacity of coaching, conflict resolution, and facilitating these culture shaping workshops. At the end of that time, he looked at me and he said, wow, that's a lot of clarity. He actually used that.
That's
a lot of clarity. He says, I don't see that kind of clarity in anyone. And he said, frankly, I'm jealous.
Wow. This
is the senior vice president of this organization, senior vice president of human resources, no less. Mm. And so what was interesting is I gave my resignation and he said, I need to fill this position between you and me. There was an open position between him and me at the time. And he says, I need to fill that person and then I'll get back to you. And I waited for 4 months. There was silence for 4 months. And I was memorizing scripture. I was standing on the faith that this was the right step. And at the end of that time, he circled back and he said, okay, because it was October and I had put my resignation in for December 31st. And he said, would you stay on until March?
Wow.
I said, no. I said, I'm ready to go. I said, I need to stick to my timeline. And they released me. And I was so blessed that they were willing to keep me on as a consultant. And so they're my main client. I have a client base where a substantial number of clients come from that company. And I'm very, very fortunate that they're willing to keep me around.
Fantastic. I'm making sure. Can you guys see me and hear me? I can see you perfectly. I can hear you perfectly. I just want to make sure that everybody else can, at least hear me.
Yeah. You're going in and out of clarity. You know, like you've got, you're sometimes more fuzzy now. It's actually quite pretty good.
Okay, cool. Well, let's keep rolling. So I love that. And in the deeper path, we talk about that most coaches, most people listening today, they're saying this. They're saying, I need more income. Okay. They're thinking, I want more income. I need more income. I got to start my coaching business. I got to have income. I love what you said because it's something that we teach, Linda. We say income is not your problem. Clarity is your problem. And we talk about this. It's called the deeper path payoff. But the first thing that we help people with is clarity, which then yields competence. Once you're clear, you know what you're good at. Once you go through those two steps, then you get confidence. So it goes clarity, competence, confidence. Then the world begins to pay attention. Before people pay you money, they will pay you attention. And once people see that clarity, competence, and confidence, Linda, I think people said, this woman knows where she's going. This woman knows she's good. And this woman knows that she knows she's good. In other words, they see that. And they begin to then listen and then have that influence, impact, and income where you begin to influence them. You begin to change their lives through impact. And then they pay you income.
That's right.
Awesome. Cool. So let's talk a little bit more here, Linda. And I apologize. You know, I'm on a fast Wi-Fi here. It must be the Be Live connection. But are you still hearing me okay?
Yes, you're coming through loud and clearly.
All right, great. Well, then who cares if I have a fuzzy face? I don't care. I love it, Linda. You went through the deeper path. Then the craziest thing is, you and a few other people said, can we get certified on this? Or maybe I even asked you, would you want to get certified on it? And talk about that journey.
Well, I knew what life change happened, what transformation happened for me through that program. So I was all in. When you asked me to get certified, I said, absolutely. And that course, I just did what you did for me is I duplicated the model that you laid out for me. And that coaching program has been my number one coaching program. Wow. I have done it. I started out with cohorts because it gave me some confidence. And I think you even had me lead a cohort or two of yours. You opened the door for me to get my feet wet.
Yeah.
And after that, I started to do it one-on-one. And it was amazing. All I needed to do was listen to people around me who said, you know, it was interesting because I've worked with early 20-year-olds. I've worked with early 50-year-olds. And it's amazing how any decade of age group is looking for what they were put on this earth to do. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as I hear somebody talk about, I don't know what my calling is, I don't know what my purpose is, I think they need the deeper path.
Love
and
it.
So I've got promotional materials I give them. I always start with a complimentary coaching session. That's the way I find out if I could be of service to them, if we would be a good fit. And I want them to have an experience of what it would be like to spend time together. And so after that hour, we know, both of us, whether or not we would be a good coaching partnership. And so many, many times I've started them on the deeper path. You've given us the tools. When you get certified, we get all the videos we need. You've even made it easier for everybody since I was one of the first clients. I was always the one that went first, and you always gave me extra help. Today, there are videos that you do. You make it so easy, and the content comes straight from the source. And so when you get certified, a person gets certified on this content, it's as easy as directing them to you, the guru, the one that came, all the information came from, and then personalizing it. That's what we as coaches do, is we can do
it.
Absolutely. And it's a great certification. It's a great program to offer anyone of any age group.
Love it. Love it. So I'm going to ask Erica if she can post in the links, because Linda, you know that in about a week, we are going to open up our teams for the first time in quite a few months, maybe even the first time in 2018. I forget, but it's right around there where we only open it up a few times a year. Just so people know, how much of your royalties do I take from you for all your coaching?
None. I get it all.
None. So, folks, I want you to think about this scenario. We hand you the content. We give you proven tools, resources, so you don't need to reinvent the wheel. We let you keep your branding. Like, Linda is an amazing entrepreneur. She doesn't become, you know, a Carrie Oberbrunner or something. No. In fact, shoot me if that ever happens, Linda, because that goes against my theology. It goes against my philosophy. In other words, God made Linda. God made Karen. God made Billy. You know, all these people who are watching, Faye. There's only one of you. But if I can come alongside and say, here's some content and a framework that is getting results, you then talk about how many coaching clients do you have today. I think this is mind-blowing. We just talked about this yesterday. How many coaching clients do you have right now?
50, about 50. It kind of ebbs and flows.
5-0. 5-0.
Yeah, I'm honored. I mean, I love every one of them. And they've come over the years. And I'm particularly fond of all my coaching clients. And I just, I love them.
And some are weekly, some are twice a week or once a month. What do you got?
I've got all over the map, really. I mean, most common, it's about every other week or once a month. Okay. Some of them are even because sometimes they say, well, you know what? I don't have the financial means. After the end of a complimentary coaching session, I'll sometimes hear, I don't have the financial means. And I'll say, how often could you get together? Right. Because something is better than nothing. And so I have a few that are every 2 months or every 3 months even. Sure. But my most common is every 2 to 4 weeks. And that's about enough to check in. You know, if we're really working on something to get some momentum early on, I recommend weekly or every 2 weeks just to get started. Sure. And after a time, monthly is a really good pace. Because we check in, we set goals, circle back, and it's amazing how fast a month goes. And there's progress that happens. And every coaching session, I call it, is a motivating event. And so all the activity, the action steps that were set the last coaching session, all of a sudden there's a burst of productivity right before the next coaching session. And that's how we grow. We hire people to help us accomplish the things that we want to accomplish but may not do on our own, because we are not aware of our blind spots. That's why they're called blind spots. We as coaches help. And just because I'm a coach doesn't mean I don't need coaching. And that's where I have been so appreciative of your input in my life 7 years ago. And every program you've rolled out, I've signed up for, because I know that you over deliver. And so when I'm at your conferences and you roll out the next program, I am the first one, or as fast as I can get back to the back of the room, to sign up, because I just know whatever you're rolling out is something that I want to grow from.
Well, and it's so exciting to see you now. I mean, it was exciting to see you 7 years ago, but hold up your book, Linda. Can you do that?
Sure.
So Pebbles in My Shoe. And what's the subtitle? You can read it. What's the subtitle?
It's 3 Steps to Breaking Through Interpersonal Conflict.
I love it. And I'll never forget the day we came up with your purpose in the deeper path. But it's, what is it? Creating a safe space. Let me see if I can memorize this from 7 years ago.
Okay? Wow, I would be very impressed.
All right. Something like creating a safe space for people to experience breakthrough solutions, or something like that.
Oh, so close. Creating a safe space for people to be real and discover breakthrough solutions. And that had everything in it. You helped me realize that what I bring that's unique is I create a space where people feel like it's okay to be authentic. Yes. It's okay to talk about their faults. And so you helped me clarify that. So whether it's in the classroom or it's one-on-one, there's this space where, and it happens to me when I go to restaurants, the waitress or waiter starts telling me their story. And my 9-year-old goes there. She goes again, you know, she's gotten into a talk. But I just realized that's who I am, is that I just love people. And it's because I believe they're valuable. And so wherever I am, I know the people behind the deli counter at our grocery store. I know their names. I know something about them because I love people. And so, and then you said you need to have your, I mean, it's an extra good hook if you can have your business name part of your purpose statement. And so you helped me develop Breakthrough Solutions as my business name. And so that's all in one pithy statement. My overarching vision is longer. It's creating a picture of what that environment looks like. But my key, my purpose statement is something I put on my letterhead. I put on my business cards. It's that memorized phrase that makes me know who I am wherever I walk in to a room. When I'm in the lobby at church, when I'm in a corporate environment, this is who I am. And when we know who we are, we draw people who are like-minded. We draw people that we can help meet a need for.
Awesome. So we'll wrap this up eventually, but you went through the deeper path. We didn't even really talk a ton about your secret name, but I know you and your husband, Troy, both became certified on this. You guys have run multiple events and conferences with your secret name as well.
Yes, they great experiences. And the material, when we came to, I think it was your first certification, you and David were just starting your partnership. And again, we raised our hand. Let's go. So we hightailed it to Ohio, took the kids. They stayed in the hotel room. And we spent the weekend with you and David as you modeled what it would be like to do these secret name workshops. And it really took my husband and we have a purpose statement together as a couple, which is to help people tear down their walls so that they can be all they are in Christ. And so this was perfect for what the two of us together were wanting to do. And so we did day long workshops, and there were times where the very first one, my husband's in real estate now, he had a couple days prior, he was going to go into his cave. He was going to prepare. Well, he had a large coach or a large real estate client come into town and wanted to see 15 homes. And so his preparation time was out the window. And so we said, okay, God, you need to show up, because some of the fine tuning we were going to do is going to be all about you. So we could take no credit, but people that know Troy well, and he was the main speaker, said, I've never heard him speak that well.
Wow.
And
wow.
It was God showing up and filling in the gaps. And, you have these testimonial times where we pass the microphone around and people had breakthrough after breakthrough. Breakthrough where they really put at the foot of the cross their wounds, the names that the Lord had given them, and what they got in replacement was how God sees them. And
awesome.
you put this stuff out there and you think, I hope it's working. And then you pass the microphone around and you say, wow, God did a work here. We can't even take credit for it. God did an amazing work.
Yeah, it is kind of humbling to know that as a coach, you really play a unique role. It's a high trust, it's a confidant, and you see transformation happen on a daily basis. And that's one of the most powerful things. So for people who don't have a faith, that's totally fine. We've done your secret name. Remember Pam Pippin? Remember her?
Oh, yes. I love Pam. Yes. Yeah. She was there too.
She was there. And we've done this in public school systems.
Wow.
We've done this in men's retreats, women's retreats. The deeper path is more, you can use it in a ministry context for sure, but it's also fantastic for corporate situations, because companies and CEOs know that if their people are more highly engaged, if they are more in tune with their purpose, they'll be better employees. They'll be more productive. They'll get better results. And so, you know, Linda, we've done literally hundreds and hundreds of cohorts, either myself or the team members. We now have over 200 coaches, speakers, trainers worldwide. They're each independent, but they're each certified on Your Secret Name, Deeper Path, or let me reach here, Day Job to Dream Job. And Day Job to Dream Job focuses on how to get people in their context where they feel fully alive. So we kind of say it like this, Linda, you know this. Your secret name is identity. Who am I? The deeper path is why am I here? Purpose. And Day Job to Dream Job is where should I invest my life? Direction. We're sharing your book on Amazon right here. You can purchase the book, Pebbles in My Shoe. Click on that link. It's fantastic. It's good for marriages. It's good for families. It's good for ministries. Every single human relationship has conflict, true?
Absolutely. I say when there's more than one person in the room, there's potential for conflict. In fact, when I'm the only one in the room, there's potential for conflict.
I was going to say, my young adult years were like, Carrie's in conflict with himself.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right? So that's where people can get your book. I'd like Erica to post in the link. It's carrieoberbrunner.com/book, B-O-O-K. That might be for something that people say, hey, I would like a book someday. I would like to use a book as the center plate for my business. Linda, let's talk about I remember that one time when we were in a coaching session and you said, hey, I'm going to be speaking at this seminary and I have the opportunity to share an offer. Remember this?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It was a year ago.
Yeah. And so, you know, churches, seminaries aren't known as like the big cash cow places of the world. And yet we articulated an offer. And again, I share this as an encouragement to all the people who are watching. And Terry Wood, he was at one of our first Secret Name events as well. You probably met him there. But the point is this, Linda, that you gave value that day and you had an offer for complimentary coaching. And then tell us the after. Like, how many clients did you get? Talk about how that all happened.
Well, there were going to be 75 seminary students in the room, and most of them already in a ministry context, some in a business context. And I had in the room a coaching client that because I took him through the deeper path, he was in a business, very successful businessman, but he realized he was supposed to go to seminary. So he was in the room. Because, and he says this freely, in fact, I have a testimonial from him that says this, is I wouldn't be in seminary today had it not been for the deeper path clarity I got. And so he was in the room and I asked him to give a testimonial, and he was a well-respected class member. And so he talked about how the coaching process was transformational for him. So I was giving the content from my book. I was giving for free the workshop from Pebbles in My Shoe, and I put it in the context of a ministry. And so I did the workshop, and then Tyler, my coaching client, gave a testimonial. And then I was wanting to give complimentary coaching sessions to everybody. And you said, Linda, that's impossible. You can't give complimentary coaching sessions to 75 people, but that's how optimistic I was. You said, have an application form. And so you helped me develop an application form. I handed it out, and I got back the ones that were serious. And so I got, I think it was about 12 applications, and I went ahead and did complimentary coaching sessions with each of those 12. And some of them even said they didn't really have financial means, but one in particular meets with me quarterly because complimentary coaching. Right. The rest of them meet at least monthly, many of them every other week. And I probably transferred from the 12, nine. I think that I had about nine coaching clients. And now a year later, in fact, this afternoon after this call, I'm going to the seminary because I'm going to be connecting with some of the coaching clients that jumped on board a year ago and they're back in town for some classes. And so, and tomorrow I'm having an event at the seminary. And so it's been a phenomenal journey for the last year. And I'll just say, because you helped me, Carrie, get to the clarity of, you know, I have a corporate stream. I have a ministry stream. In fact, you told me to keep both because that'll help the balance of my life because, you know, corporate is able to pay more.
Right.
And so I have a corporate track and then I have a nonprofit ministry track. And I'll just say when I am in almost every single coaching session, there's some kind of breakthrough. There's some kind of aha that happens. The sweet spot, one of my favorite times is when I'm working with a pastor, when I'm working with somebody who's a nonprofit leader who has an aha moment. And I've heard them say repeatedly, Linda, thank you for following your calling because this is exactly what I needed. And that's the highlight. Those kind of things are the highlights of my life where I say, wow, thank you for Carrie for helping me find what I'm called to do. And then not only that, but it's like, this may seem overstating it, but it's as fun as vacation for me. When I wake up in the morning and I have six coaching sessions in a day, I'm like, let's do this, God. You better show up because I can't do this on my own. And I love it. I love it. And by the end of the day, I'm exhausted, but I'm energized because I get to do every day what I love to do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I mean, I know Troy, your husband, I've met him. He's also certified on our content. You know, your kids are fantastic. Three kids, even though your nine-year-old might say, oh, there goes mom again talking. I know because I've seen your Facebook posts. I know that he and your son and your daughter look at you and say, mom is fully alive at home, at work. Your opus is holistic. It touches all facets of your life. And that is one of the greatest gifts a parent can give. That's Carl Jung, right? Carl Jung, Swiss psychologist, said that the most damaging thing in the life of a child is the unlived life of a parent.
That's
right. A parent who is disengaged, discouraged, fed up with life. You know, give me a six pack so I can veg out and go brain dead so I can go back to work tomorrow. That's not a gift you give your kid.
Right.
You are giving your kids a gift. They see you fully alive. We talked about the major life impact. We're going to close with this. I'm going to ask Erica one more time, folks. When I mean we're opening up our teams in a few days, I really mean that. It's free to apply. We are going to consider all applicants. We can't take everybody, but we are going to open up our teams and you might be the next person who's the speaker, the coach, the trainer, still maintaining your own personality, your own brand. We let you co-brand our content. Linda, I know you've never been motivated by money ever since I met you, yet money helps us have options to create a life that's fulfilling. So that one little thing that you did at the seminary where then you had an offer, if you had a guess over the last year, just that one gig, how much income do you think has been generated from those clients? What do you think?
Wow, that is a great question. That is a great question. Thousands of dollars for sure. And here's what's interesting is that I don't even keep track. I mean, I just think, okay, by the end of the month, well, I'll tell you this. Here's a good benchmark is I was afraid to leave my day job because I thought, what if I don't make as much money? And I'll just tell you my income has doubled. And the thing that I love is that I get to do what I love every day. And so often, why do people stay in their day jobs? It's because of fear.
Yep.
It's because they're afraid that what's out there is going to be not going to be as good as what they have in the safety of what might be sucking the life out of them. And so that's what the value of coaching is. It helps us get out of our comfort zone and get to the point where we're willing to jump off the cliff like you helped me do. And what's so exciting is it's even better, because when you chase after what you're born to do, the income comes.
That's right.
And the checks come in, and it's rewarding, because I think, how am I so blessed to be able to do what I love to do, make a living doing it, and make more money than I've ever made?
Yeah.
And so there are times where I have to pinch myself, because I just say, this is really the dream. And there's a lot of things I am not good at, but sure, when I find out what I am good at, and this is what you teach, Gary, is go after it, because you'll draw people to you. And that's really the fulfilled life.
Awesome. Well, Linda, I know your website is lindaoutka.com. We're going to be talking about, in the next 10 days, our master level coaches. This is something that we've always wanted to do. We're rolling it out. And all I'm saying is, if people want in, okay, now is the time, because we're rolling out some very cool things. There's a whole rebrand going on. It's just exciting. And so if you're watching this, it's not by mistake. Maybe you need to grab Linda's book, Pebbles in My Shoe. It's a great read. If you know somebody who needs conflict resolution, even yourself, but apply. Linda, I'll give you the last word. What would you say to someone who's on the edge and says, well, that's Carrie, that's Linda, you know, I'm just here, God couldn't do something amazing through me, through coaching, you know, I couldn't be a coach. What would you tell someone? Because you had a choice back 7 years ago.
Yes.
Do I go with the program that they're selling me from the stage that wasn't a fit, or this untested, you know, bald dude with a girl's name making it up as he goes? What would you tell someone who's kind of like really at a crossroads right now in their life?
Well, the reason that I can so confidently sign up for a program before I even really know all the ins and outs, and you many times have sold me programs that are scribbles on the back of a napkin. That's just how we've had our partnership. But here's the thing: is I know that Carrie over delivers every time, and it's because Carrie's living from his passion. So when Carrie, you live out what you teach. And so and you're doing this because you love it, not because it's creating, making you into a millionaire. This is about you adding value and finding clarity yourself, and then allowing others to find clarity. And so it's, you can't go wrong. I'm just speaking to you who are watching this video. You can't go wrong with signing up for one of Carrie's programs. And if you feel like you are one that wants to help others, sign up for the program. Start with, if you yourself need work with your own identity, getting beyond wounds, your secret name, and purpose. If you want to find your purpose, drill down into your purpose, deeper path. And if you want to find direction, it's the day job to dream job. But then once you've gone through the program, you're going to want to help others do the same. And so that's what the beauty of the certification is when you have been transformed and you allow God and the material to work together and on you, when you're teachable in that way, you're going to want to turn around and make an impact on other people. Take the step, because if you feel prompted, it's not just by chance. It's by divine appointment.
Awesome. Well, I love that. That is it's been awesome to see you do your thing. I know you have more in store. You're keynotes. I saw you on stage in front of this amazing women's executives and ministry leaders. What was that? December?
That was December. It was a Christmas time.
Yeah. Saw you on stage in your element. I've seen you at Barnes & Noble book signings. I've seen you, you know, creating some course material. It's just exciting. So, Linda, thank you for being here. Thank you for the gift today of sharing all this. And for those of you who are watching, tag somebody if they need to hear it. Linda's got an inspirational story, or share it, or even more importantly, internalize it and consider yourself about applying, because when we open them up, it's 7 days, then we close them and it's done. And those people who join, they're given immediate access to begin earning income and impact and influence. All right. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Thanks, Linda.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.